Hello, beautiful people. Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you are on this beautiful world. I'm very happy to be here. Today is my rest day after a very crazy week. 7 days of full craziness and 1 day with less stress on myself. Time to chill out. Not completely though. I just finished a blog post that I'm gonna share this week on Facebook. It's all about branding as storytelling, and today I'll be talking about it because I felt like the last episode I was not completely clear about branding and how can you make a change. So basically, I talked about, until now, I don't know if I can make some updates in the future or not, but basically, there are three main core elements that are going to make the difference for you and your business that I highly recommend, my friends. Like, my intuition, if I were you, I would definitely do that. And I've made many mistakes in the past concerning those three points that I wanna like give them to people, to you guys, so that you don't make the same mistakes when it comes to your business and your real thing that you wanna keep on living, because if you don't make income, you're not gonna live for the next round. You know, so the main things you should take care of when talking about branding is the feeling your customer gets when dealing with you. And the first keynote or the first key point that you should focus on is social media. It's where most of the eyeballs are these days. So your brand needs to be living there and interacting with your customers. And you need to realize that people hate to interact with robots, cold-blooded companies. They need to feel like it's a person talking to them, not just a company, not just, cold-blooded managers. They need, like, to have a personalized experience with your brand. Like, don't just, like, every single time try to give them the selling messages, like, sell, buy. Try to give them value, try to interact with them, like share something funny. I don't know, it depends on the business and the personality of the brand, but it's a good way to make it free. Don't stress things out and make it all over serious all over the place. The thing that I wanted to emphasize on is that you need to natively storytell differently during in multiple platforms. What does this mean is that the way you storytell on Facebook won't definitely work on Instagram, and what works on Twitter won't definitely work on Snapchat. So you need to differentiate your content through all the platforms. It gives another reason for people to follow you on other social media, making that impact on those people that are going to buy that product or that service from you. Otherwise, you're just inviting them to unfollow you from other social media, which is not what we want. We want them to be hooked with our brand. We need them to feel it, and we need them to share it with their friends, with their family, whatever with their socials. So my friends, I highly recommend that you should take care of that and pay careful attention to what you share on social media. And one last tip on this key point is that you should use the data insights that platform give you. It's there for a reason and you should fucking use it, because that was one of the fucking mistakes I was using a while ago, because I thought it was easy. Like I was deliberately sharing, like, okay, let's share a post on Facebook, let's share a post on Instagram. I didn't really make strategy into the line, which was really devastating to me. I was not making the results I was like hoping for, although I was putting in the work. So I highly recommend my friends to go and study those data insights, study them carefully, see what works, what doesn't work, and try to use them to make future posts. Like you can use the Facebook pixel to send different posts and different advertisement to different platforms, to different audiences, which are going to convert, hopefully, for you if you make a careful attention and a careful study to your customers. You're gonna make that sell. So that was it, my friends. Please do it. And finally, I want to say, I want to repeat this point of avoid to sell directly. Give value to your customers. It's the reason you're gonna keep them interested, and it's the reason they're going to show you the love, which is going to tell the Facebook algorithm or the Instagram algorithm or whatever algorithm that platform is using, that your customers need to see your content. That's what you need to focus on, and that's how you're going to win. Otherwise, you're gonna lose, and you're gonna tell those algorithms to put your content on the last page of your customer's feed, which is not what you want, definitely. So I hope I was clear on that. The next key point is copywriting, which a lot of people tend to forget or are ignorant towards it. And I was one of those people a long time ago, until I realized that messaging and text is the main thing your customers deals with, at least on your website, on Facebook, Twitter, whatever. So you should like pay careful attention. If you can hire a copywriter, it's an amazing way to get started. If not, try to understand the personality you're trying to use in your brand, and use words and whatever to like express that personality in your website, your social media. You know the thrill. There's a good example here on the blog post. I'm gonna share it on Facebook, LinkedIn, and maybe on my blog, so you should check it out. Also, the third key point I want to talk about is the customer service, which is really how can I say it, this is the game changer, I think, for lots of businesses. I don't know, it depends really. I cannot like say it deliberately like that, but it plays a role, and it's a reason why it's number three. So a while ago, I called a call service provider, and like my experience with them sucked. Really, it sucked. Like, I hated my fucking life the moment I got there and the moment I left that building, because I felt I was not treated well. I was talked down to, not with me. I don't know if I expressed that correctly, but the person who was talking to me was so fucking arrogant that I wanted to punch his fucking face. And It sucked, and I immediately canceled my like subscription with that company, and I used another provider. So what I want to say is that great customer service makes the change, and you should like pay careful attention to that. Like try to have an enthusiastic customer experience with your customers. Try to talk to your employees to like deliver to deal with customers with care and tenderness. That will make a difference, because we live in a world where competitiveness is made on little details that we tend to forget over time. But my friends, remember that their money, that your customers' money, is what keeps you alive, and it's what keep you for the next round. So pay careful attention to that. I think these three tips are like, until I add more and I'll be talking in the podcast about it, so I'll make sure the podcast world knows about it. So my friends, I think these three key points are a must into the, in this era, and you should pay careful attention and put huge efforts on these. So I'm sorry, I'm very tempted to help you. Anyway, so I hope I was of a help to you guys. Thank you for tuning in. I'll be happy to hear you like hear some messages, some tips, advice on how can I make this podcast better. Thank you again for being in. I highly appreciate it. Thank you guys. Have a good day, good night, whatever. See you in the next episode.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.